Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Grab Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly, taking you until 8 o'clock today. We've got a full program because the Cardinals played day baseball today. They get back at tomorrow when they are in New York, and they are going to match up against the Mets for a four-game series. City SC, they get back at it on Saturday. They're going to be at home as they are at Energizer Park. They'll match up against Vancouver. They scored a goal this past weekend against Columbus, so that was good to see, but it did not result in a victory. They ended up losing by a 2-1 score. They also had a goal that was disallowed on a somewhat controversial offsides. So there's a lot to talk about with this team, and we're very happy to welcome on to the program right now. He is a studio host with MLS Season Pass and Apple TV as we welcome on to the show. A guy that you can follow on Twitter at Kev_EGAN. It is Kevin Egan. Kevin, thanks so much for taking some time with us today. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks. What a pleasure.
Yeah, absolutely. So was there progress this past week for City SC that they score a goal? It could have easily been 2-2 if not for, again, that offsides call that I mentioned, or is it still that this is really a team that's very much a struggling unit at the moment?
Yeah, you know, I host MLS Wrap-Up on Sunday nights after all the weekend games are done, and I came to the analysts this weekend with the question, you know, I put it to them, you know, saying that if you just simply look at stats or you simply look at the score, you're going to think it's woeful, all doom and gloom for St. Louis. But if you watch the game, you thought anything but that, especially the last 25 minutes. And I really want to focus on the last 25 minutes because this team looked like they did in the second half of last season again. There were attack after attack. They had Columbus, you know, on the ropes and had a goal disallowed, which I felt was ridiculously harsh. I felt it should have stood for João Klaus. So I think there's positive signs from that performance against arguably the best team in Major League Soccer in Columbus Crew that St. Louis will be back to winning ways soon. But it does not get any easier because Vancouver, as you say, come to town this weekend to Energizer Park. And Vancouver have been the best team this season. Out in the Western Conference, they're sitting up at the summit. They've surpassed everyone's expectations so far.
You're making friends in St. Louis because nobody in St. Louis thinks that there was an offside there and that that goal should have been disallowed. And I think there was even more surprise that, you know, the indication was that there was nothing from a video standpoint that said the other direction. I think a lot of people thought that the video did tell the story. So what say you on why that call is allowed to stand?
You know, I think once the referee gives it as offside, I think in that moment it becomes really, really difficult, even with going to the monitor, to look at that and say there's enough evidence to absolutely 100% say that it is onside. And even you know, it looks like it to our eyes, and the angles can play tricks on you as well. We did not have none of us had the look, you know, directly down the line at where Klaus was. So it's a tricky one. I felt as soon as that offside was given, I said to myself, I think it's going to be a really tough one to turn around, even though we're looking at the replays saying, it looks on.
Yeah, that's certainly an odd call in that moment. you know, there's a lot being made of this slow start for City, and admittedly, it doesn't look good, but it's also a really, really long season, and they have plenty of time to turn this thing around. At what point in the year do you look at struggling teams and say, okay, this is the point where the turnaround has to start happening?
I think, look, defense first, it seems to have been. Now, Olaf Melberg said to Taylor Twellman, our colleague and St. Louis's own Taylor Twellman at the weekend, that it wasn't just a defense focus in the preseason and the early stages of the season, but it certainly felt that way. Mm-hmm. And Olaf Melberg is a legendary defender, Swedish captain. I'm an Aston Villa fan growing up as a kid, and I idolized Olaf Melberg when he was a player at Aston Villa, Juventus as well. It felt like that, but now they've got to figure out how to score more goals. To have 5 goals at this stage of the season simply isn't good enough, but the chances are there. I mean, Betcher's missed some serious chances for this team this season, both in the last game and in other games as well. And I thought João Klaus looked to be back to the João Klaus we knew and loved from 2023. It looked that way in that game. So I'm hoping that, you know, Hartel, Teuscher, these are good footballers. These are good players that St. Louis have. There's no reason why they can't create more opportunities. I just want to see a more exciting brand of football, because the game that we saw that put all the bums on seats in downtown St. Louis was electric. It was energizing. Excuse the pun for the stadium, but it certainly was. And that's the sort of brand of ball that the St. Louis fans crave and want. And they want to see that back again. And I thought certainly the last 25 minutes against Columbus, it really felt that way again.
Yeah, it's a really weird thing because, I mean, they were leaking oil from a defensive standpoint for much of last season, and that was a problem. Yeah. They were giving up lots of goals, and then Olaf comes in, and, man, this guy, he gets the defense turned around right away, but all of a sudden they become sort of boring. And you mentioned the opportunities and the chances, and you're right in saying that, but it wasn't enough, and there weren't goals. And now you're in the middle of the season, and you're trying to figure this thing out. Look, I'm glad I'm not Olaf Melberg, but it's his job to mm-hmm. figure that out.
Yeah, it certainly is. I think, though, looking at the next few games, as positive as I've been about the last 25 minutes, and I really felt St. Louis deserved something more from the game, the next 4 games are really, really tricky. At home to Vancouver, this is where St. Louis have to turn it around, because then it's back-to-back away days against LAFC and Seattle, 2 really tough places to go and play. And then St. Louis welcomes San Diego to a home game that San Diego thrive in counterattacking soccer. They love playing in transition, and that's a really dangerous game. So I want to see goals this weekend against Vancouver and have this team just absolutely go for it. They got to stop Brian White. See, Brian White scored 4 goals the last day in the last game, in one single game. St. Louis have 5 goals all season.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
That's crazy. So what is the key? Like, when you look ahead to this matchup against Vancouver, it's going to be coming up on Saturday night over at Energizer Park. What are your keys for St. Louis being able to find a way to get back in the win column, a place they have not been in quite some time?
Yeah, I would honestly study the tape from the last 25 minutes against Columbus and solely focus on the positives, because there's been a lot of negatives, you know, of late for St. Louis. Four straight losses for the first time in club history is hard to swallow for this team, especially with a new coach in Olaf Melberg. So focus on the positives. Focus on what you did really well, because Vancouver have a lot of similarities, actually, the way they play to Columbus, in the way they try and win the ball back instantly. So breaking the Vancouver press is going to be one really important key. You cannot turn the ball over in costly areas against this Vancouver Whitecaps team. They've got talent throughout. Also, I think St. Louis have to try and win the midfield and be really tough and in your face with this Vancouver side, because they've got a guy called Andres Kubas, who I think is one of the best. He wins the ball back quickly. He finds his teammates quickly. He's just an all-round classy midfielder from Paraguay. And then, obviously, I'm looking at you, Simon Betcher. You've got to take your chances. You've got to find the back of the net and be ruthless and clinical in front of goal, because that's something that St. Louis have been anything but.
Kevin Egan, he's the host of MLS 360, as he mentioned, MLS Wrap-Up. When you're doing the 360 show, how challenging is it to keep an eye on everything that's going on?
It's so much fun. It's wild. We're on air live for 5.5 hours from 7:30 through 1 a.m. Eastern time. And we could have 8 games going on at once, 10 games, 12 games. And it's just insane. You're trying to keep an eye on everything. The producer is always in the ear saying, all right, we got a key play alert, ready, go. And I might have to interrupt somebody, say, look, I love you, but we got to go. We're going out to St. Louis or Columbus, wherever. And then we have to break down the goals or the chances with our top-class analysts in studio. And it's just like going to work with some of your best friends every weekend. And we genuinely have such a laugh doing it and such a good time. And hopefully, MLS 360, for anyone that's a fan of the beautiful game but doesn't follow it that closely, it's the sort of show that hopefully you watch it for an hour or two and you come away thinking, wow, I feel like I've learned an awful lot about Major League Soccer and the big storylines.
I know I don't know you that well. I'm going to ask you a personal question, so I apologize in advance. But Scott Hansen, who does the NFL Red Zone stuff, has been asked this question. If nature calls, do you have the opportunity to get out of the studio for a moment or so?
No.
Okay.
No, I really don't. It's tough. It's happened once or twice in the past where I've had to. But I try and, in the same way Scott does, try and time my bathroom breaks throughout the day, you know, don't have too much water in the hour or so leading up to the show, and then really go for it 100 miles an hour. Because I feel like I have to bring the energy as well. Like, you go from listening to commentators back to studio, if they're at a 9 out of 10 or a 10 out of 10 on their energy calls in a game, I've got to then meet them. I've got to meet them somewhere, maybe bring it to an 8, and the analysts have to as well. So it's high octane. It's a lot of fun, and hopefully folks can enjoy it and get involved in the conversation.
So you're dehydrated at the end of that show, in all likelihood.
The crazy thing is, toward the end of the show, I don't even need to go. Because it was, you know, it was the same thing. I was the commentator for Monday Night Raw and WWE as well, and that's a three-hour show where you wouldn't have to go. And because it's such a busy show, you just trained your body to be all in on this, you know, for that amount of time, and you're not thinking about going to the toilet.
All right. Good to know.
Riveting radio for everybody in their car listening to my toilet break.
You know what? I promise you that people wanted to know. I'm just asking the question that people want to know, Kevin. I'm just
throwing it out there.
Kevin Egan, you see him on Apple TV doing the MLS 360 MLS Wrap-Up. Follow him on Twitter at Kev_Egan. And before you get out of here, of course, we could just give a plug for everything, because we love everything you guys are doing at MLS Season Pass.
Yeah, appreciate you. It's Kev_Egan on Twitter and Instagram and social media. And MLS 360, hashtag MLS 360. You can tweet in your questions to the crew. You can watch us on Apple TV's MLS Season Pass. We're live at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time, and we have a lot of fun doing it. So if you're watching the St. Louis game, let's say, for example, the St. Louis game is at 7:30 your time. So we're on air at 6:30 Central your time. So join us for the first hour before the St. Louis game starts.
Kevin, great stuff. Thank you so much for the time, and hopefully we'll catch up again down the line.
Absolutely, anytime. Appreciate you so much.
You bet. That's Kevin Egan joining us here on the program. Great stuff for him. That's tough work, sitting in the studio for 6 hours and not being allowed to go use the facilities if you need. Is it bad that, like, we did a soccer-heavy interview there for a while, and then I jumped in on his his bathroom tendencies on the program? That's what we got going on here. Taking KMOX to the next level. Hey, we're on FM now. We can have those conversations. We'll get back into the Cardinals. We'll do that next. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.